It's now or never, your last chance to enjoy a small city, big summer event in historic downtown Whiting. And they're all shook up about this one. Join them for another Whiting Cruise Night on Wednesday, August 19th from 5 to 9 p.m. along 119th Street for an evening full of fun, music, and, of course, classic cars. So classic that this cruise night will feature Elvis's very own lost car, owned by the King of Rock and Roll himself till 1991. Elvis's mysterious custom Cadillac will be on display at the corner of Oliver and 119th to see. It ain't nothing but a good time for the entire family to enjoy. For more information, visit discoverwhiting.com.
Between the shores of the Chicago skyline and the sights of Michigan, there's a small city celebrating a big summer. The city of Whiting invites you to join in on the fun. Our star-studded summer is packed with famous characters, superstar mascots, classic cars, and musical favorites. There is something for everyone. Whiting Lakefront Park is the perfect backdrop for your memories, and 119th Street eateries and shops will add to your family fun all summer. Visit discoverwhiting.com for more details about the small city and big summer that await you in Whiting, Indiana.
Fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the season, along with Bears reports live from the practice field, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with players and coaches, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It's just about 3 o'clock, and from the Score Update studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. We begin with pro basketball news and lots of it concerning the Chicago Bulls, who have a familiar face in a new role as Tony Kukoc joined Scottie Pippen as both an advisor and an ambassador for the team, so look to see him a lot more at both the United and the Advocate Center. Also, the Bulls preseason schedule is out, and the Bulls will have home games in October against Milwaukee, New Orleans, Detroit, Indiana, and the Dallas Mavericks. And also in pro basketball of sorts, remember Greg Oden, the 7-footer out of Ohio State who was drafted number one by Portland and then had all his injuries? Well, he's going to play this upcoming season in the Chinese League for the Jiangsu Dragons. In baseball, the White Sox are out in Anaheim tonight taking on the Angels with Carlos Rodon on the mound. The Sox starting the night 4.5 games out in the wild card chase, and the Cubs are idle today, but they're back in action tomorrow night against the Tigers with Jason Hamill going for the Cubs, who lead the Giants by 3.5 games for the second wild card spot, but they're now 2.5 behind Pittsburgh for the top spot. Meanwhile, the schedule is out for the wild card games. The American League wild card game will be October 6th, and the National League wild card game will be October 7th. That's also the night that the Blackhawks have their home opener. And in pro football, the Bears now say that wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey will be out 1 week with that calf strain and likely will not play in the game Saturday night against Indianapolis. Summer has never been hotter at Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's biggest Gold Star clearance event. It's going on now. Save an extra 20% off all clearance already reduced. But hurry, Kohl's clearance sale event ends soon. Valid in store only. See store for details. And this scoreboard update has been brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
The Chicago Bears select Kevin White, wide receiver, West Virginia.
I'm planning on doing big things. I'm ready to go.
Kevin White will start on PUP. It's a shin injury. We want to kind of have a ramp-up phase in regards to his cardio. So we're going to start him off on PUP to kind of build his cardiovascular endurance.
I can say exactly what it is, but I'm not. It's a shin. It's something that shouldn't be long term.
We're not playing a game for a long time, guys. We just need to be patient. We got to be smart.
It's all a problem. I mean, you know, coaching this stuff's a problem.
Kevin White, he's behind right now. There's no positive way to spin this coming out of house off. As a rookie, you have to play.
You know, I've seen guys miss time and, you know, have the seasons of their life.
He needs to get back in the field and hurt.
Soft tissue, you know, just building him back sooner rather than later is what I hope. But it's just a hope.
A shin injury, whether you can call it shin splints or his shins just flared up.
He's focused on what he has to do today, and then when tomorrow comes, he'll worry about that.
He's got a shin. You know, you've seen him out here. It's not like we're covering up some awful injury where he's in a cast, a boot, and crutches. I mean, we've got a plan for him.
There's a plan in place to kind of bring him back.
We've got a plan in place.
I know he's doing everything he can to get out here. We'll make sure that he's where he needs to be.
Later part of OTAs, we noticed it. You know, he's limping. He didn't even realize it. We kind of see him limp a little bit. Hey, man, that's going to pull you out. and check this out, and then we're just being smart.
We've got to be smart enough to, you know, ease him back. We talk about the media and whatnot. Everybody wants timelines. You know, from our position, we never give timelines. It's not our first rodeo.
Sure, we'd love to have him play in a preseason game, but that's probably not going to be the case.
Guys, I just want to give you an update on Kevin White. At this point in time, for his long-term future, the best course of action is going to be to perform surgery.
We tell you the body part, and that's all we have to tell you. We're not doctors, and I just stick to that.
I know he's going to be a great player for the Chicago Bears. I want to make sure that we protect him.
Not being able to play, tough. Not going to be all sunshine every day, so got to roll with the punches.
Boars and Bernstein.
It's all a problem.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. 304, Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. One of the big stories of the weekend, Kevin White. If you wanted to see him, you won't.
Zach Zaidman is on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman, and he now joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Well, that sound montage pretty much sums it up, but it doesn't make anybody feel any better about this, how it went down, all of it. What's happening, Zach?
Exactly. You said it correctly. I think that there's this notion that if they were honest with the media right from the get-go, day one, and told you exactly what Kevin White is dealing with in full detail, that you'd feel better, that somehow they would have more credibility. But the bottom line is, once again, it doesn't matter who's doing the picking, so to speak, they've lost a first-round pick in year one, and this has been the routine, unfortunately, this millennium. And you can go back all the way to 2001 when David Terrell was drafted. Mark Hatley was the guy in charge back then, and Terrell had an issue with his foot right from the get-go. Then Jerry Angelo makes the pick the next year. Mark Colombo gets drafted, and he never was the player the Bears thought he would be because of the leg injuries that he suffered early on in his career. Went on to have a solid career with the Cowboys, but not with the Bears because of the injury. They draft Tommy Harris. He was questionable because of some injuries that he dealt with in college, and his career was cut short by that, but he had a terrific career in the early going with the Bears. But more often than not, it's been guys like Chris Williams who couldn't play early on because of a back injury. It was Cedric Benson getting his shoulder crunched by Mike Brown and Brian Urlacher in training camp in his first season. He missed a little bit of time.
But you know what, Zach? I would feel better if they were more straightforward. That I know it doesn't change anything, but they... I mean, you heard all of that lying. There was a lot of... Oh, it's not like we're covering anything
lying,
up.
Zach.
That was going
above
and beyond what we've heard elsewhere, to go out of your way to really try to make sure that people are thinking something that's not true.
I think that what they felt, and again, I'm not speaking for them, I just seeing the way this thing played out, when he initially got hurt at the tail end of OTAs in a practice that was closed to the media, when they shut him down, so we didn't see him at mandatory minicamp, the last thing they do in the offseason before the summer vacation begins prior to training camp. When they shut him down, they basically knew that he'd be off his feet for 2 months. The thinking was that rarely do you have to go out and insert a rod into the tibia and you need surgery to fix this thing. So they thought, given the two months off his feet, that he would heal. So why tell everyone exactly what's wrong?
That was my speculation.
Because they felt that eventually, and you saw it last week, when I last spoke to you down in Bourbonnais, it was the second day. So he had that first day running on the grass and doing some light physical activity. Nothing flared up that day. The next day, he was able to perform a little bit, and then the issue started up again where he started to feel pain, and then they shut him down. But they felt that, you know, he'd missed 2 months. No one would have to know about it because one of those months they weren't doing anything. It was a vacation. And then they'd have about a month to get him ready for the regular season opener. And at any point during the season, he could have a flare-up of some kind. So why let the rest of the world know? And it bit them in the rear end because he did have a flare-up early on, and they had to shut him down. And once again, you know, I talked about this, but I didn't even get to guys like Gabe Kareemi, Greg Olsen, who suffered an ankle injury in year one.
Right, he did.
This is what's frustrating, because he was supposed to, and talking about Kevin White specifically, he was supposed to be your reward for having to endure last year. That awful season, those awful games, the circus that played out in the locker room and off the field. The reward for that was a top 10 pick. The reward for that was Kevin White. the explosiveness that he would bring to the offense, the fact that he was a big receiver, because they still have not replaced Brandon Marshall on the field. Now, one guy wasn't going to do it, but Kevin White was going to help you in that direction, and you're not even going to probably see him this season. And he may turn out to be a very good player if this thing heals right and he doesn't have any pain going forward. But, again, it's a frustrating thing because, once again, you know, these first-round picks, especially the top 10 picks, they're supposed to be building blocks for the future. You remember what Brian Urlacher was. Cedric Benson didn't materialize. Now you have this. And that, I think, is the most frustrating part of all of this.
Well, I think the bin of bad is spinning. I don't know that I put him in there yet, Zach, but I don't like the long-term feel of this thing. Because we couldn't figure out if this surgery has been performed on any wide receiver that we can think of.
They claim that Mark Mariani is a player, is the only guy on the team, and he is a wide receiver and a kick return man. He was a standout kick return man for the Tennessee